Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here exploring. Bob, what is the Franklin Rover?
This is a Mars rover that has been under development in Europe now. It's a European rover for, I'd say, more than a decade. And it was originally supposed to launch in 20 to Mars, but they had to delay it because of parachute issues. It was then going to launch in 22, but then, and this rover was being launched in a partnership with Russia and the European Space Agency. So Russia was going to provide the launch rocket as well as the lander that would put the rover on the surface of Mars. But just before launch in 22, Russia invaded the Ukraine, and the European Space Agency broke off all partnership with Russia, which meant they lost the launch vehicle and the lander that was going to bring Franklin to the Martian surface. And so they rescheduled, and they're not going to launch it until 28 now. And the question is, how are they going to get it to Mars? They've signed a contract with NASA. NASA's going to pay $30 million to help this mission. And it's mostly, I think, to pay for the launch services. They have not signed a contract with anybody yet, because by 28, the launch market, who knows how much it's really going to cost and who you're going to hire. So they'll wait with that. But I think NASA's going to pay for the launch part of it. Who is going to build a lander? Well, that's the news. The European Space Agency has now signed the Italian company Thales Alenia for €500 million to build the entry, descent, and landing module for this Franklin rover. They're also going to take over as a prime contractor for the whole project, make sure the rover's ready, make sure the rover's got the time-sensitive equipment is replaced with stuff that will work in 28. So that's where we stand. We'll see if it goes, John. Thales Alenia is a major space company. They're building the module, the hulls for the Axiom space station, and they do a lot of work for a lot of different people. So it's becoming a major player in space, and this is another example of that for sure.
You have a photograph up that's smeared. What is it?
This is very cool. Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, in orbit around the moon, was going to zip past, going in opposite directions, South Korea's Denori orbiter going around the moon. They were going to go in opposite directions very fast. So the engineers that runs Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter decided, let's see if we can get a picture. And they did. They got three pictures. I have one of the pictures up on Behind the Black. It was going by so fast that even with the shutter being opening for just microseconds, it smears. The orbiter is smeared in the picture. You can see it's moving too quick. But still, they were able to capture it. And that just tells you how really good the technology is on Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's been working for more than a decade, documenting the moon, and it works still. It's pretty amazing, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black to follow Elon Musk as he imagines himself dying on Mars. That was the original idea. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.